Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 The King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, back at it. Grant Leonard Coaches Show, man. See, I'm on top of man G in Tennessee, man. Wish they got some wins while he was up in Tennessee. Good to see your brother. And, I tell you what, doing this show this season has been fun, man. So, we get episode 8, man. We keeping it rolling, brother. How's it been going for you on your end, brother?
It's been good. You know, obviously, when I saw you in Nashville, we had two really tight games where we had leads in the second half and just weren't able to finish them off on the road. But came back home and got one versus JU, and we're right in the thick of it. Could finish anywhere from 4th to 11th. It's crazy, crazy year, but our league is so jumbled up. That's where we're at right now.
And just but that game against the Lipscomb, man, like I said, Dayton had another big night, man. AJ as well. I know it was a game you wanted to win, man, but let's talk about this, man. You only had 8 turnovers that game, this Lipscomb, man. Taking care of that ball, I know something that you value the ball, man. It had to make you feel good on the 8 turnovers against a team that I coach Acuff's team.
Yeah, and honestly, it was such a high level offensively played game. I think the score ended up 90-88, I believe. But it kind of felt like whatever team could get a stop late would win, and that's actually not what happened. We scored, then they scored, and time ran out. But it was a good basketball game, college basketball. The people, the fans that were there had to thoroughly enjoy it. I thought our guys executed at a really high level. We both the box scores were so similar. We both hit 10 threes. We both had 8 turnovers, and we both shot over 50%. Just a really, really high level game.
And for both teams, only 20 free throws between both teams, which is good. Not too many whistles, so the game has flowed to it. You all get up and down the court and having a good time, so not too many stoppages of play. So it had to be a very good game to watch for the fans. I know we wanted you to win, of course, but it had to be a great game to watch for sure.
One of these days, I'll figure out how to beat Lenny. You know, he's a mentor to us all. He's the president of the NABC, does such an unbelievable job with his teams. And, one of these days, I'll figure out how to get a win against him.
No doubt. Hopefully it's here real soon. No, we may see him again real soon. And Austin Peay, man, I know you played up there against those guys. AJ again, 31 points. First his two back-to-back 30-point games with Austin Peay, man. About playing against that team, man. They don't really sub anybody out. So it's like playing who they I got out there. AJ again, 31 points when they go mix all that defenses. Corey Gibson, those guys mix up there, man.
Yeah, Corey does a really good job of attacking mismatches. And I felt like we did the same to them because they don't sub. They actually did sub a little more versus us. We got their bigs in foul trouble. They went deep onto their bench guy playing who hadn't really played all year because they had to. It was a really high-level game, and we were up pretty big in the second half. And to be honest, we just let one guy kind of – I'll be honest, this most interesting coaching strategy, he's going to run a play until you stop it. And so they probably only ran three or four different plays the entire game. And they just kept running them over and over and over again. And then when we got comfortable stopping it a few times, he'd go to a different one. Corey's a really good coach, really bright young mind, and thought he did a really good job. And late, the crowd really got into it. And we just weren't able to finish him off.
And another game where you shot over 51% again. Another great. That's why I know it sucks for you. I know that you love defense. Like, we're shooting the ball well. We can get a few stops here and there, man. Like, we can get these games, man.
Yeah, it's tough because I didn't know this until this last week. Our league, the A-Sun, is number one in offensive efficiency, number one in turnover rate, number one in 3-point field goal percentage, and number one in effective field goal percentage. So we are the best offensive league in the country. And so sometimes I look down at our stat sheet and I'm like, I thought we were better defensively, but I think credit goes to the skilled players in our league and the coaches that put their players in unbelievable positions.
No doubt, man. Like I said, I know those close games, and I know that you all want to get off that road win schneid. I know you've been so close. I know with conference tournaments coming up here, it was be on campus sites, man. So I know you want to try to get some road wins before that thing happens. Guys, be confident about that win on the road, but knowing that you've been very close to win on the road as well.
I'm going to let Jackson talk about that because I think I keep telling our guys we're going to turn a corner in that area and we're really close. And Jackson, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think one thing that G said after the game that stood out to me, and I've said a couple times, is he said it was the best communication game of the year. And I think we tend to have so much energy, like when we play at home. And I think if we need to learn how to carry that through an entire game, I think we've had moments like he talked about at Lipscomb or Austin Peay where we have stretches of that energy and communication. But a lot of times when we're on the other end away from the bench, especially defensively, we lose that communication. And so I would say something that I can maybe have an impact on the control is just like how much I'm talking and other teammates are just making sure we have that communication on defense. I think if we can carry that over, we'll have success this week. So.
No doubt, Jackson. Like you said, man, especially on offside from the coaches in the second half, man, you're down to having to communicate those screens, those actions you see. What are you going? What your code words are for certain things you're going to do defensively? We're going to say it out loud in person here. So it's like I get that, man. Communication, defense, definitely on defense communication. So, but you've been a bigger guy, man. Get rebounds out there, man. So talk about that piece of it as well. Trying to make sure that the guards, like all the AJ, Chris Dayton, all those guys are in the right positions and right. So they can see a screen coming or action coming so they don't get drilled or knocked out of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. And also, G, North Florida, man. I know Coach Matt just shoots a lot of threes again. I know that's a game look that box was like, they just shot maybe more threes, but you still shot well. 45%, low turnover number again. It's just them threes that North Florida shoots, and they went in more than you guys did.
Yeah, there's a couple of factors in that. And Dayton didn't play that game, so we had some guys handling the ball a little more than normal. But to be honest, I thought that game was lost on the glass. And giving them 41% of their misses, I don't think is acceptable. And that was my message to the guys is if you guys want to win going forward, as tournament time comes, we have to be better on the glass. It has to be our emphasis. And I thought we did a better job versus JU, who's a way better rebounding team. And Jackson was a big deal about that, 14 rebounds and a lot of them in a crowd. And I told the media after the game, Jackson's not the biggest or the most athletic guy. And so to grab those rebounds, testament to his timing and effort in that area.
No doubt, 100%, G. And Jackson, it's JU, man. You got 11 points of a double-double, man. And I know you had been playing a lot of minutes this year for us starting. So about staying ready and whenever the opportunity presents itself that G turns to you, you go out and perform the way you did against JU.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I always have just – G's always told me to just play as hard as I can, be the hardest playing dude. And I think when you have that mentality, it doesn't matter if you play 30 minutes or 6 minutes, you know, depending on whatever. If you have that mentality, it's always worked out for me as far as in this program and in my basketball career. And different matchups will entail different minutes, and I'm just always ready to go out and try to do what I'm, you know, here to do, which is rebound, talk, bring energy, and I'm always going to do that for this team. So,
and Jackson, also, man, like you said, man, this is a great, great example of how a good player should be, like just being selfless for the team. Like, you know what your role is, and step in your role, and then Jesus told you to stay ready. So about that part of it, being a professional, you know, being doing the right things, being about the integrity of the game by staying ready, still coming to work after this, going to treatments, doing all the right things. So when, like you said, it's Jacksonville, you come in there, and you perform the way you did because you was already ready and prepared. You didn't suck because you weren't getting the minutes that you got, that you might want to get, but you knew the opportunity would come.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I was – G's always giving me confidence to, like, do what I do, and he's very honest with me about what he wants me to do as a player. And I've always known that, and I've really tried to accept that. And, I mean – not everybody can be the leading scorer, and a team is a team, meaning that each guy has to fulfill different things for us to be successful. And I know what I'm good at. And that's why G recruited me from the JUCO level, is to do those things here. And I would say all of my best performances have been because I started doing those things first, and I was rebounding and talking, and then maybe the points or the 3-point shots started falling after I had my mindset in the right place. And so I definitely just need to keep trying to do that even at a higher level. So,
no doubt, man. And Jackson, AJ went back-to-back 30-point games. Being on the court with the guy, man, how excited were you seeing your guy go off like that, man? How fun is it to watch when he gets going, man?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, there was one clip we were watching in film, and I got a rebound. I threw out to AJ, and he hit a three, and I was more excited than he was. I was bumping my head up and down, and I just think AJ – is probably one of the most energized guys I've ever seen in practice. I think sometimes when we're on opposite teams, we tend to butt heads because I bring a lot of energy too. And so I think when I'm on his team and not competing against him, it's really fun to see him be successful because he puts in a lot of work like in practice. He brings it every single day. A lot of guys I've been around, when they're the best player, they're the best player in the games. And then in practice, they don't try. They lose sprints. AJ's the exact opposite. He wins every day in practice because he's a competitor on and off game days. And I think that speaks so loud to when it's game day and he is successful. It makes me happy as his teammate. So
he's made unbelievable strides just this year and just in season. Early in the season, he was our leading scorer, but he was taking a lot of volume shots. And since we started league play, his efficiency has gone through the roof. He's figured out how to score more with less shots, how to read the help, and most importantly, the bigs, so that when he goes in there, he knows when a shot blocker is at the rim and when they're not. You've seen his efficiency, his foul rate, everything go way up. His turnovers are way down. But most importantly, his bad shots are way down. And you can just tell that he's put in a lot of work in film to figure out, you know, how he can help the team the best, and really proud of AJ's growth.
And G and Jackson, 5 turnovers in JU, that had to be make you feel good, G. Only 5 turnovers better than that basketball, because that's a heck, I mean, that's 2.5 a half, man. 5 in 1 game, man. It had to make you and the guys very happy watching it back on film.
Yeah, and, you know, versus Austin Peay, I think we ended up with 6 or 7 for the game, and we had 2 going into, like, the last, I want to say, 5 minutes. And so I think our guys have really figured out where their sweet spots are as a team and what their role definition is really coming forward. And I think that's when you can start to see a team value the ball and understand where each other are and how connected they are offensively. And I've been really proud of that. And, you know, as a team, it just shows a lot of growth to go from a team that turnover rate was just okay early in the season to it's been excellent going forward.
And we know the ball's everything. You know, we turn the ball over, that could be 2 or 3 points, depending on what goes on. So, analytically, that can't tell that the ball's everything. You both know the ball's everything, man. And so, and I also see Chris is back in the mix now, 2G. I see him come out against JU. Talk about getting him back. So,
yeah, you know, he's been, you know, versus Lipscomb, he went 2 for 9, and I thought all 9 were really good threes. And I've never wavered with him. I actually tell him when only time I'm going to yell at you is when you don't shoot.
No doubt.
So he knows that's what his role is to space the floor and to stretch and to make threes. And he works tirelessly at it. I think that's the thing that I see the most is even when he's struggling, he's in the gym for 1 to 2 hours a day extra, and it's an everyday thing. And I always say that the work will show. Confidence comes from work that you put in, and I'm not surprised that he's got out of the shooting slump, and I think it's going to be great for us going forward down the last stretch of these last three regular season games in the conference tournament.
And Jax, tell me, talk about how G helps you all develop your games, how he encourages you all to develop your games, like you being a 3-point shooter, also doing your rebound as well, making shots outside, making sure you all at every level have some development in your game, man.
I mean, I was actually talking about this the other day with my uncle, and my favorite thing about G is, yes, I have roles, but like I'll do something good in practice, like make a good post move. And rather than being like, hey, that's not your role, I don't want you to shoot that shot, he'll tell me like, hey, you're getting a lot better in that area. And then like he ran a play for me in the game to like get a post touch score, which like is something that I haven't really done all like year, right? And so I would say one of my favorite things about G is just how he encourages us to get better. And then when he sees success and that our games are improving, he'll actually use it and allow us to use those skills in the games. And I think that's like it shows a lot to him as a developmental coach. So
It's testament like G talks about getting 1% better. Isn't that right, Jackson? How he allows you to get 1% better each day. He doesn't cap it. Hey, you got better at this, let's do it some more.
Agreed. Yeah, it's definitely his motto, and it's not like it's just a saying, like he actually does envelop it as a coach. So yeah.
And Jackson, for you, man, being part of a family, a basketball family, glad your uncle got his heart transplant as well. Hope he recovers very well. So how cool is it to know that you've seen success in your family playing basketball, knowing that, hey, if you keep working the right way, that could be you as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, my whole like basketball life, I've always looked up to my uncle. I mean, he played in the NBA for 11 seasons. He had a great career. All of my dad and all of his brothers all played Division I basketball, and so I think it's always been plan A. I've always wanted to be a basketball player for as long as I possibly could, and so I would say it's kind of been an idol for me to go catch, and then also to have that support. I mean, after every single game, I have all these texts from my family, and it just helps me to, even if I have a bad game, it helps me to realize that like, oh, I can do this, and like if I just keep doing the little things every single day, it's going to pay off in the end. So.
No doubt. And Jackson, do you have any designs to be like G and coach? Or you just want to
I just want to play. I just want to play. I mean, I would love to coach, but it's a long process. I don't know if I'm as tough of G. So I think I'll stay playing and then show up for camps once in a while and do what I can. But
His dad thinks he's going to end up a coach, so to be determined. I don't think very few guys when they're playing think I'm going to be a coach. I was one of the rare ones that kind of knew that. But if he decided that's what he wanted to do, he'd be really successful at it. But if he decides he wants to start a business and grow that and start a family, and then as that kind of matriculates good into coaching later, I think he'd be successful at any of those stops.
100%. Well, Jackson, you got basketball in your blood, man. So I think that the itch may get you after a while. After a while. Now, the G, man, you got a big week coming up, man. You Stetson, FGCU, man. So Stetson Donnie's on a heck of a job up there. FGCU's having a tough year, but man, what are you seeing on film is this season kind of wanes down for those two teams, man.
Well, Stetson's unbelievably efficient offensively. Shocker with this league, right? They shoot the three so well. But what surprised us the first game was how physical they were inside, and they kind of got us on the glass, which we weren't expecting. And so we got to do a better job with that. Their point guard, it all starts with their point guard. He's unbelievably crafty. Kind of would remind you of Mike Conley. He can be fast, but he plays at his own pace. Does an unbelievable job of reading ball screens. He's left-handed, and he's really difficult to stop getting to his left. And he kind of makes their engine go. They have a great screener and rim runner, and then a bunch of shooters around him. Everyone talks about Blackman, their leading scorer, but really it's the point guard and the rim runner who create a lot of it. And so it's going to be an interesting test to our defense. And then we go to Florida Gulf Coast, who they run mover blocker, old school Tony Bennett. Dick Bennett stuff. They have a post player who's top 10 in the country in field goal percentage, and a bunch of guards who make threes. So we've been very fortunate to get Florida Gulf Coast this year at home, and but both of them are going to be unbelievable challenges. We've never been to DeLand or to Fort Myers, so it's going to be a new experience for our
Yeah, don't let the guys go to the beach, man, Fort Myers, I can tell you. No
guys.
beach time, business trip only.
Hey, it's the nice thing about being in the A-Sun, man. We go to great places, you know, Nashville, Louisville, Atlanta, Fort Myers, Jacksonville. DeLand is a suburb of Orlando. I mean, it's incredible where our guys get to go and the experiences they get, but we'll try and hold them off the beach for a little
Yeah, no doubt. G, hold off that beach, man. You don't want to get one of those schedule losses. I'll be on the beach, like in the NBA.
bit.
Yes, sir. Hey, G, good talking to you, my brother. We wishing you well. I hope that you get three wins. We by this time we talk again, brother, in 2 weeks, brother.
Appreciate it, man. See you soon, JR. And then I know we'll see you at the conference tournament somewhere.
You know, I already know, brother. There's three different sides. I'm gonna try to find you one way or the other, my brother.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, see you, buddy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.